All right, well, where do we begin today?
I don't know. What has been happening in pop culture as of this last week? More specifically, what character has been getting a lot of attention this past week?
Audiences don't know what we're talking about. Why don't we be more specific? Superheroes.
Oh, that's true.
We're talking about superheroes.
We're talking about superheroes, and we're going to be talking about Batman. More specifically, we're going to be talking about Batman throughout the ages, throughout all the actors who have played him. I personally have really enjoyed Christian Bale's Batman. Who was your favorite Batman?
It's like difficult to even think of who's my favorite, because I almost feel like under that suit there is a man, but I forget of that man after he's the suit. He's no longer Bruce. No longer Christian Bale. He's just Batman to me. And after a while, I kind of think about it and I'm like, I kind of sometimes find that I mix them up a bit. So about Christian Bale, I loved him as Batman, but I almost feel like they could have replaced him and I still would have thought the movie was good, because there's times in that movie where he's not even on screen. I guess I'm more specifically speaking of The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of that movie that he's not even in. And then The Dark Knight Rises, he's kind of a broken man for half the movie, if that.
That's true. He is.
I think Batman Begins is his movie that really had... he had the most screen time that he actually did stuff in. But are we speaking on the character Bruce Wayne or Batman or both?
We can speak on... I think we should specifically speak on the Batman.
Batman. Okay.
Because we could go deep into how the actor... how Bruce portrays Batman. But Bruce is just a subcategory of a different section of the man he is in the suit, right?
Yes.
He's a billionaire, playboy.
Oh, can I spit out some facts that I think is kind of funny?
Please do.
Bruce Wayne, Batman, I'm speaking of both. Billionaire, entrepreneur, detective, vigilante, superhero, orphan, graduate from Yale with a law degree.
Well, I never knew that.
You didn't? Oh, okay. No. Yeah, you want to guess his IQ?
Oh, it's probably like 190, 180, something.
God, I'm going to give it to you. 192.
Oh!
He had a 192.
I was that close?
And to put in a comparison... no, you were like almost dead on.
Well,
right,
I mean,
there.
He has to compete with the Riddler.
So, and I'm curious now if I should look up like some of the villains, because I'm pretty sure Joker's got to be up there too with his IQ, because of some of the crazy clever ways he comes up with things.
I would expect.
There's insanity for like genius and insanity.
Yeah, that's true.
But in comparison to his IQ level of 192, if we are speaking of someone that is a real person versus a comic book character, Einstein had a IQ between IQ of between 160 and 180. So
he's even higher than.
So I'm just speaking in terms of reality versus.
Oh my god, that's funny.
So yeah, I thought that was fascinating. He can speak 40 languages. He owns his own business, Wayne Enterprise, and his own newspaper, the Daily Planet.
And wait, he owns the Daily Planet?
Yeah. You didn't
know. Oh my god, I'm learning so many new things today.
I thought this was fun to dive into.
Wow.
He owns the Daily Planet. He has a strict no-kill policy, which is one of the biggest, most unique things about him. He would this is funny. I like this one. Batman would always carry kryptonite in his utility belt just in case Superman ever went rogue.
Yeah, I knew about that.
And the last one I have is his favorite food. I'm going to let you guess before I tell you.
Oh, God. What would
it's really random.
I don't know, man. That
just give a guess. Just give one guess.
Thai food. I don't know. Thai food.
Well, I guess it could be. It's soup. His favorite food is soup.
Soup?
Yeah.
That's not a food.
Is it a drink?
No. Okay. What kind of soup, though?
Oh, I don't have that
it doesn't
like,
say.
On me.
All right, doesn't matter.
I can look it up, but we don't.
Moving on.
Actually, we just let the audiences question that, find out.
Let us know. I do want to mention, first of all, that as of this recording, neither of us have seen The Batman with Robert Pattinson. So we are strictly just speaking about the Batman we have seen, previous Batman, on and, the screen.
Yes.
Right?
And the history of Batman up to this point, up to the newest movie.
Like yes.
How yeah. the series has changed. Because to me, I think The Dark Knight, Christian, the, what's his name? Why am I blanking? Christian Bale, his Batman version, I think kind of set the bar
yeah.
with suddenly where they took Batman. But it actually, I kind of think Michael Keaton with Tim Burton's Batman is kind of where that all, the gothic, dark
oh, yeah.
direction kind of started. And people seem to forget about that one. And my ideal idea of like the perfect Batman would be a combination of Christian Bale's Batman and Michael Keaton. And I think there's a little bit of both of those and yeah, and I feel yeah. like a lot of people forget about that one because it's considered like dated and
old. I do think Michael Keaton's Batman was so great. Like the way he portrayed Batman, even though he couldn't move his neck
at all. Imagine the complications like, there.
He nailed it. Like yeah. he was a good Bruce, but he was a great Batman.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it really threw people for a loop as to how he was going to portray him. Because at the time, Michael Keaton was doing, like, romantic comedies.
He did Beetlejuice, I think, before that.
Beetlejuice. Like, he was doing all these different things that aren't superhero related. He wasn't in the action genre.
Yes.
Right? So for him to come in and step into the shoes of Batman and be the Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
oh my god, he blew everyone away. Like, even now, people are excited for his return in The Flash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. if he...
However...
I think he will return in The Flash.
Yeah.
However he returns, mm-hmm. you know. However the Dark Knight returns.
Okay, so the other fun... or I don't know if these are even fun facts. These are just facts. Is
they're fun for me.
Is there are 16 Batman movies, but I find this to be a bit controversial.
Are they all live action?
No, they're not all.
Okay, I didn't think so.
I think there's one or two
yeah.
cartoons in here. The controversy I have with this list is there's 16 of these movies that say they're Batman movies,
mm-hmm.
but I actually have narrowed it down to 12. I think a few of these are just Batman's in the movie. For instance, right. Suicide Squad. He's in 2 minutes of that movie. Is that even... Can you call that a Batman movie?
I wouldn't call that a Batman movie. I would call it a Batman adjacent movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I wouldn't call it a Batman movie.
And then, like, Batman vs. Superman. I guess that one is a Batman movie. He is... The title has him in it.
He's in it from, like, half the movie. Just like Superman is.
He has a lot of character development in that. And then there's Justice League that I kind of feel like he's bad. that was necessary.
Yep.
No, I definitely appreciated that. I think Justice League is really confusing because it's the same way I feel about the Marvel movies. Like, okay, the Avengers movie. Can I call that Avengers movie an Iron Man movie? You can almost say, oh, it's an Iron Man movie. It's a Thor movie. It's a Hulk movie.
It's a team-up movie.
Yeah.
You know? It's not really like a Batman movie. But
yeah.
He does put the team together.
Yes. So I kind of...
I don't know.
And then this is the other thing that bugs me about covering this list of the 16 movies he's in. There's two versions of the Justice League, so it's counted twice. And I kind of feel like that's...
No.
And we don't even have to get into both versions of that. So the first Batman movie actually came out in 1943. And the comic...
Did it have Adam West in it?
No, Adam West didn't come out until the 1960s. No,
you're right. Yeah.
Original comic started in 1939. And then there was a TV series in 1943. And the first movie came out in 1943 as well.
Okay, so...
And it was made by Columbia Pictures. The first two Batman movies were...
Who was the first Batman on screen?
Okay, so we have Lewis Wilson as Batman Bruce Wayne in the 1943 movie known as Batman.
Just called Batman?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I've never heard of this guy, and I've never heard of this movie. But I respect the fact that they made it, and I respect the fact that he was in it.
Then there was a movie in 1949 called Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And that one stars...
That stars Robert... No.
No, you had it.
Robert Lowry?
Yes,
Lowry?
As Batman Bruce Wayne. And then Robin was in that one. Johnny... Duncan.
Wow, that costume though.
It looked kind of like a. It doesn't look like a bat. It looks like a bird or something.
I don't know what those ears
it's got a
are.
Beak.
What are those ears though? Like,
it's like antennas.
Yeah, those look more like antennas than actual ears.
Then by 1966, we finally. I think this is like where it's starting to pick up because we're getting Adam West
in the TV show.
TV show and movie same year.
Yeah,
1966. And to me, I think when the series really took off is when Tim Burton made Batman, also just known called as Batman with
Val. No, George Clooney. No. God dang it. It's always Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Why do I do that to myself? I know it's Michael Keaton, and I'm let me... Oh, gosh.
Then after that, we got Batman Returns, also with Michael Keaton and Tim Burton returning. Mm-hmm. Then we had Jude Schumacher doing Batman Forever in 1995 with Val Kilmer, and then Batman and Robin in 1997 with George Clooney.
Yeah.
And those were both, I would say they were kind of turds.
let's go over Michael Keaton's.
Yes.
Because we mentioned him briefly before. How did you feel he did in the role?
I felt that he did good. It also wasn't like a lot of actors to compare it to.
That's true.
But
now that we have this list of actors up to Bale.
Actually, up to Ben Affleck. We haven't covered that. But,
true. I always forget about Ben Affleck because it's just sad. It's very sad. Sad time.
Apparently, him and Michael Keaton are showing up in the Flash movie, though. So
yeah,
that's going to be interesting.
I think because Flash
contract?
Is... No, I think it's going to be more of like a handoff
movie
for
Ben Affleck. Passing the torch.
Yeah. Or he's just going to be in like the future until Barry runs back in time or something. I don't know. Yeah, how do you think he stacks up compared to the list we have now? Do you think it holds ground still with Michael Keaton?
I think what impresses me when I look back at Michael Keaton versus all the other ones that follow, his was so early on with the costume having so much.
It's very it's very static
stiff.
And stick.
Yeah,
nice and stiff.
It had so many complications, and yet he was able to still portray a character that was so interesting and unique.
Yeah.
Amongst other superheroes at the time, that I think that his performance was great. So imagining what he could do with it. With today's technology and outfits and special effects, all that, only think it would probably be more impressive now than it was back then.
I agree. That suit gives him no mobility. I think he did well in the suit for the time he had.
Yeah.
I also think the suit is kind of cool too. Even though you can't move in it at all. Like, I think the bat symbol, like right on his chest, like right above his pecs, is really cool. I don't know.
Speaking of like the costume that he's wearing and like the stiffness and how awkward it was for him to move, the funny thing I think comparing it to other Batman actors that played the character,
mm-hmm.
I actually think that Ben Affleck, when he played Batman in the Justice League and the Batman vs Superman movie, I actually think he looked just as stiff as him.
He did, didn't
and
he?
His suit should be way more like
Ben Affleck looks
flexible.
He looks so uncomfortable. It looked like I don't even know if those muscles were real. It didn't look like it.
Yeah, like, it was like padding somewhere.
Like a ton of padding just made him look like he was like, I can't move.
I actually think there was a couple scenes where he was not in his costume and he was just looking jacked, like pushing a tire and like doing some like thrust. And I actually thought he looked way more jacked without the costume than he did when he put it on.
I think, I don't know if it is just padding, but
maybe.
Like all of his suit looks fake muscle, like just fake muscle.
He doesn't look comfortable. He looks like...
Yeah.
Like he's
his body
like he
looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, like you can't.
You know,
like if he sat in a chair, he'd ask someone to help him get up.
If we're talking about costumes now,
mm-hmm.
Can we talk about Val Kilmer's costume and the nips?
Is that his fault or did he?
I think that's more the director than anything.
Well,
and the art.
There's a lot of weird things
the
about
costume
that one.
Direction.
They had like a bat Visa card.
My god. How can you forget about that? Okay, so as a kid, I loved that movie.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But like looking back on it now, I'm like, why?
It was like kind of a mess.
It was a mess, and you know what? let's table that for a minute. Let's table that for a minute. Going back to like the different Batman.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. I think Ben Affleck looks so uncomfortable. Maybe he did portray Batman Well, I thought he was a better Bruce.
Bruce, but he was not in the costume then. He could move freely. He was much more flexible and able to do a performance with his, you know, I think his acting chops were kind of like blocked by the costume design.
The costume didn't help him one bit. Oh, Jesus. But I did really enjoy Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah.
Through the two movies that he was in. Maybe I have to go back and watch them again. But I thought he did a solid job, even though his suit was solid and he couldn't move at all. I felt like he did a great
job. Did you say that on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. No, I agree. I think if you would go back and rewatch those movies back when they came out, they were ahead of their time in a way, because there's no superhero movies really that was quite at that level. That was kind of a dark grittiness, but felt somewhat believable. Of course, there's goofiness. And I think that's a problem when it got to the Schumacher era of the Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. That got a little bit too comic-y.
Those also had nips. Those also had nipples.
Yeah.
On the suits.
We could talk about nipples.
Let's just do a separate podcast for nipples coming soon. but I think George Clooney did a good job in Batman and Robin, at least. But
you know, Michael Keaton, he was so good in those two movies that I wish that he would have done more. You know why he didn't do them, though, right?
No.
He actually wanted to, and he asked for a pay raise. And they were like, no, we don't need you. We'll get Val Kilmer.
Man, I hate that. Val Kilmer didn't...
I think Val Kilmer's a great actor, but he's not my ideal Batman or Bruce... Actually, Bruce Wayne, he was a little bit okay with.
I think he was... Okay, so those troubled scenes, like, where he was going to the therapist and, like, actually talking, like, those were, like, actually cool.
Yeah.
But... I don't think he did a necessarily good job as Batman.
Yeah. I think Val Kilmer did a way better job than George Clooney, though.
Yeah. George Clooney was suave as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Do you notice a theme here?
What?
We have talked about several different actors playing great or decent Bruce Waynes, but can't play Batman.
I know. It's hard to play a Batman.
It's you have to have a certain persona, performance, and action. Like, I don't know if it's just physique, but the persona. There's also a thing I was going to speak about their voice, because they spoke, they're like, when you watch The Dark Knight, well, the Christopher Nolan Batman series with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
They did a voice with him in that one that they didn't do before. And it's interesting because, like, okay, you do want to be thinking of this character's wanting to be disguised.
Yeah.
And their voice would be like so recognizable if they were like, oh, that's so and so. It's especially a very unique voice.
Right.
And then people had, you know, made jokes about that. So then when they got Ben Affleck to jump in, they did a voice modulator on him. And I thought that was actually kind of a unique, different direction rather than having whispering or whatever it was.
It was like growling like this.
but there's a certain thing about how the Batman is portrayed. And it's hard to find the right actor for that. I think the best voice we've ever got is Kevin Conroy in the cartoon series. And of course, I don't think he's done in the... he did a TV show, though, didn't he? One of the shows.
Maybe he did.
I can't remember.
I can't tell you.
But there's just like a range where we need the right look, the right physique, the right voice. It's just a lot of layers upon layers.
And I feel like you have to have the voice of Bruce Wayne... as Batman, but like have them both deep.
Yeah.
You know, have them down here.
Yeah.
In a natural sense, not,
it's
not
natural,
forced.
Not, yeah.
Exactly. Because Bale's was forced and a lot of people had issues with it.
Yeah.
I can get behind that. I get why they had issues with it. And I think they did a good job with Ben Affleck's voice modulation.
Yeah.
But I think if you had a Bruce Wayne, right, that had a deep voice like this, like deep like this, right? And he spoke confidently. But when he was Batman, he took the same voice that he has, but he makes it intimidating.
Yeah,
he makes
it's more aggressive.
Makes it aggressive.
Yeah.
And he forces it upon you instead of like just like the mellow, laid back, like Bruce that people are used to, like the playboy, you know, people are used to like the happy-go-lucky Bruce, when they get to actually see him.
Yeah.
Right? Not out when saving the world or whatever.
Not that they know that.
Not that they know.
But no, I absolutely agree. Especially when I think about when I was a kid and I saw the Batman movies. It was like it was kind of, I don't want to say it was a scary movie.
Yeah.
By far, but like there was some dark imagery with imagining this vigilante like flying or jumping around on buildings and like having this giant cape swing out and he like glides to the ground. And I remember thinking that was kind of like, that would be obviously like, I think that's intimidating for like criminals to like, oh shit.
Even this that guy's, itself.
Yeah.
You don't even need to have like, you don't need a crazy deep voice to mask your own or voice modulation. If you just shift your voice a little bit, like something people aren't actually going to expect, then I think you have something there.
that's great though, because we're mentioning the physical appearance, the muscles, the different suit outfits, and the voice. So these are all like layers upon what makes the character
unique. I will say, animation wise, not necessarily in the show, the TV show, but Will Arnett, he played Batman for the Lego movie.
Yes.
And his voice was deep and gruff. And like, if you just think of his voice regularly in like a comedy skit, it's completely different. So you're not thinking about the same person, right? And I think Will Arnett did a really good job at playing Batman.
Yeah.
Even though it was animated and it was just
a comedy.
It was fun, you know, it was goofy.
Yeah.
But he did a great job of playing that goofier side of Batman.
Yeah, I think Michael Keaton kind of covers the broader range of what I look for. And then Christian Bale is like closer in what is more modern that we've seen in the latest
series. I haven't talked about him that much except for at the beginning. And I really enjoyed him as a detective, the detective side of Batman. I thought like him as Batman outside the suit was really good. And then him inside the suit was very tactical and precise. The only thing I didn't like when he was in the suit was his voice. I think that's like the only
thing. That was the one drawback we kind of were speaking on.
Yeah, so I see how he was trying to do it. Like, he was trying to go that intimidating route like I was talking about. But it just started sounding more like gruff whisper yelling.
There was a few times I felt like it was okay. Like, the interrogation. Yeah, there's a couple moments where he's screaming at Joker. And I kind of felt like there was like, stress of losing someone he cared for, and I kind of think that might be why. Maybe that's I don't know. I think I kind of accept that, where I'm like, oh no, he's a little stressed out over losing someone, and he also doesn't want to break his rule of killing someone, so he's like in this kind of pickle of a situation. It was kind of felt almost, unfortunately, it felt a little borderline like
comical, right?
Comical, cliched, almost.
Yeah, kind of like, cliche. Yeah,
yeah. It started to be like, oh, this is like kind of being goofy. But every other scene he wasn't talking, it was like perfect. So I kind of ignore any time he's like speaking goofy or in that sense of goofy, not necessarily like to be comical, but it comes across that way.
I agree. So with these movies, with Batman in general, you always want to feel a sense that he's always in control.
He's usually thinking three, four steps ahead.
Yeah.
And just naming a couple examples in movies, in some of the other movies, not just the Nolan movies, but he'd go into a scene and be like, okay, if they're going to try this, I have this extra trap I'm going to pull on them, or I'm going to pull my Batmobile out, which we haven't even spoken of the Batmobiles. But we're speaking speaking of the character Batman and Bruce Wayne. But the different gadgets and different variations of the gadgets in each film did something both amazing, cool, unique, and different. Sometimes cheesy, where I'm like, why did they use that weapon? He was very advanced. And so whenever somebody was able to trick him, it was like, oh, wow, how did he not see this
or coming? Even best him physically, like Bane. Like,
oh, yeah,
in Bane's the Nolan film. Like, how could he let Bane like get in his mind so much that he best him physically? I think there are so many cool gadgets and gizmos that Batman has had. We can speak on the Batmobile. Like, that in itself has a crazy amount of things. Like just for an example, the Nolan one, the Tumbler, I think that's what it was called.
Is that? Oh, yeah. That's what it was called.
It turns into a motorcycle after it's destroyed. That's pretty cool. And then it also has a machine gun on the front end of it. That's great. I remember with the Michael Keaton one, his Batmobile was able to shoot up a building and then drive up the building.
Yes.
Was that in the...
I think he shoots a grapple hook that, like,
it comes cranes out the front, his
car up.
And then, yeah. That is a little wild.
But... And I think he even had something where he can go in the water with it. I don't... Or if, maybe that's a different one.
In Batman and Robin with George Clooney, Batmobile, when Robin takes it out for a joyride.
Oh, yeah. And those, I forgot about that.
Those goons are beating on it. I'm pretty sure they, like... get zapped. Maybe not. Maybe I'm actually thinking of the game.
Okay, maybe you are. But I actually remember the scene from the movie. I don't remember those details there. But I actually kind of like that scene, even though it could be looked at as dumb or cheesy. But I thought it was cool because, like, it showed Robin. Of course, I'm not mainly speaking of Robin, but I actually enjoyed Robin. Robin was a character I always felt like I related to more because I was a kid and this, you know, was an adult. And plus, I'm not a billionaire or anything, so I can't relate to that. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not. So anyways, Robin, I thought, was interesting because he was like, oh, I got Batman's Batmobile. What's he going to do? Run out and then brag about it, like getting all this attention. It was actually kind of comical.
It was childish.
But,
it was cute.
But it
was
felt like kind of believable with some like.
It felt like
rambunctious
would
child would do. You know? Yeah. So
like,
I kind of like
Dad won't let me drive his car. I'm going to go drive
Screw
his car.
You, I'm going to go.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to go hit the town and see, you know.
Tries picking up some girls with it.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I do. But that was actually kind of something that I didn't expect. So I like that. And that just made me think about the Batmobile. But yeah, there was a lot of interesting gadgets and other gadgets I thought was kind of cool and unique was Batman Robin. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of those Schumacher ones. They trapped Batman in a room and they had explosives all around him and they set off all the bombs and there's flames coming everywhere and he had a flame like proof suit.
Oh, he had a retardant.
Yeah. And he just shielded himself and like turned it on and it just like, it turned like metallic or something and the flames did. And I was
that
like,
that was really cool.
That was cool. It was just one of those moments that I was like, oh, Batman, like you were not necessarily thinking you're going to have this happen, but you were prepared in case it would. And those are kind of moments where I was like, okay.
I really like that.
Yeah. I just kind of, I don't need a Batman movie to be full of gadgets constant, but like when you do it in a movie and like speaking of like the new movie that we haven't seen yet, my hopes for any future Batman movies that come out, I want them to use a cool gadget in an unexpected way at a time that I'm like, oh my God, they did that. And it would just be like something that like kind of like excites you only because it's least expected.
I think the Batman that had the most predictable for what he was Ben Affleck's Batman. Like,
he didn't really do much in the movie.
He didn't really do much with his gadgets except in Superman v Batman. I feel like there were gadgets, but like that movie is just a slog to get through. So
it's really boring, and you know how I feel about boring movies. Bad movies are more entertaining. I would rewatch Suicide Squad more than I would watch Batman vs Superman because at least
which Suicide Squad?
Either one.
Oh my God!
I would rewatch either of those versus watching Batman vs Superman because it's so boring. At least this movie has like good music.
So the one thing I was gonna say, the only cool thing that Ben Affleck's Batman had was the kryptonite spear.
Yeah,
and the voice. Suit. Like, he had
clearly
a metal...
couldn't move much.
You
but
can't really move with that. That's like, have you seen the Dark Knight Returns movie?
No, I haven't. I have to check that out.
He has like a metal suit, and he goes up against Superman like when he's hella
old. Is this in line with the Frank Miller comics? Because I read those years ago, but I never finished it.
It could be.
It sounds, because I think it that was called Dark Knight Returns also.
It could be like a, you know, inspired by, right?
It is the same.
Is it?
It is. Wow. Okay, so the Dark Knight Returns was a comic that actually Tim Burton read and said this was the turning point of when he wanted to make a Batman movie. And because the Dark Knight Returns was a comic that came out in 1986. He made Tim Burton Batman, in 1989, a few years later. Because he said, I wanted to make it a more gothic, grim Batman movie that they hadn't made yet. And then people said, oh, this is like the direction
we need
to go.
Okay, just think. If Tim Burton took that and made it into a live action then.
Wow.
Just think about how different it would have been. It would have been so much different.
Well, Tim Burton actually gave up doing the movies after Batman Returns. And I actually like the first two Batman. Yeah. Obviously, I like Michael Keaton also. But they he gave up doing the movies because after he did the second movie, the studio didn't feel comfortable with him doing it anymore.
Yeah.
Because they said, well, your movies are not... they're too dark at the time. Yeah, and now it's like totally acceptable. Could I... okay, I don't mean to change the subject, but could I ask you your thoughts on what makes a Batman movie?
Oh, my thoughts on what makes a Batman?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You have to have more time with Batman than you have as Bruce. Because Bruce is just a subcategory of who Batman is, right? He's... obviously the avatar for Batman, but you have to have his IQ. You have to have him like actually like investigating. It has to be dark and it has to show you what Batman is.
I think it is different if they tell you, oh, Batman went through so much, but if they show you what he got, that means so much more.
Exactly. Emotion. And no one needs an origin story anymore. Like everyone knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like 8 years old.
And of but, course, I mean, they can go watch those old movies.
And they can do that anytime, anywhere. There's the internet now. Mm-hmm. I think there's too much time spent on Bruce. Like Justice League, Ben Affleck is Bruce more time than he is Batman. So he has all these resources. You got to show him taking these resources, using them. Kind of like Iron Man, right? You saw him like figuring shit out in his garage, right? Give us a bat cave that is like an actual bat cave.
Mm-hmm.
Like they started showing that to us at the end of Dark Knight Rises with Joseph Gordon-Levitt's finding the cave.
Yes.
Right? But who cares? We don't need that. We don't need the intro. Like we need Batman in his lair. You need a great villain. Like obviously the Riddler is a great villain. His IQ, it matches Batman or is higher. I can't remember. Probably. Or it's a little lower. They are both very intelligent creatures. Not creatures. People. you have to... I mean... do you need a Catwoman? I mean, I guess you could have like
It's nice to have like side characters that are like supported characters, I guess.
You have to have his relationship with Jim Gordon.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Always. I completely agree with that. Yeah.
Poison Ivy is always fun. So, the Joker movie, like, they made him a protagonist. You want...
start to feel bad for them.
You want... yeah, exactly. You want that conflict within yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So, you want a villain that you almost feel bad for. Maybe not in the second movie, but, like, you got to set up your villain,
mm-hmm.
like, really well. Or else, you're just going to be like, oh, yeah, Batman smashing skulls. Like, you want to feel for the villain.
Yeah.
So like something like Joker or like Infinity War, just as an example, they made those two main baddies protagonists.
Yeah.
Make them a protagonist.
I completely agree. And I love the direction of them doing like more mystery, like crime solving stuff mm-hmm. where he does it in the video game. He's done it in some of the movies. Like go down more of that direction because he's like supposed to be like a detective, like hero.
Yeah, make him in the suit the whole movie. I don't care. Like, I don't need him as Bruce. Like, take off the cowl, like, at the end of the movie mm-hmm. after he's gone through all these trials and tribulations. Like, give us something solid to work with because we know who Bruce Wayne is and we know what Batman stands for.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see him standing. Let's not see Bruce Wayne half of the movie and Batman half the movie. Let's just focus on Batman. Like, why do we need that Bruce Wayne story? Like, why?
There's the thing I was going to say about that is like, if we're just speaking on the stance of a Batman storytelling perspective on the Batman video game, the Telltale video game in particular, mm-hmm. what I liked about Bruce Wayne in that is they focused on the politics side of things. And he was like, asking somebody to join his side and there was a money bargaining that they were making a deal with, and it ended up being Penguin that he was making a money deal with. But he couldn't tell that person, I know you're a Penguin, and that person knows I'm Batman. But then they had an alternate battle against each other, but in public, right. they're these two politicians. So I liked that side of
Bruce Wayne. I like that too. That sounds it's
like,
interesting.
It's like, oh shit, I'm trying to make my business and do this, but on the dark side of it, yeah. I'm also...
Make it political.
Yeah. That'd be cool. That's the direction I want them to do Bruce Wayne. If you're going to do Bruce Wayne, give me that stuff where he is struck against someone he knows is a criminal, but he has to appear good in public as Bruce, and also having to deal with the conflicts of, oh, that's a criminal.
Okay, so
their money or
if we're going off this idea of politics within Batman, mm-hmm. right, give us like Bruce Wayne and this power struggle between the Penguin or whoever for like a good quarter of the movie, right? And then because Bruce owns the Daily Planet, right?
Yeah.
Let's say the Penguin is trying to alter the news somehow. Make him like aware of the fact that the Penguin is doing this, but going at him from a political mm-hmm. standpoint as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like in a movie. And then after that fails, or if it goes through, introduce a character at the end of the movie that might tip the balance of that political scale
yes.
just enough to where he has to take up the cowl
yeah.
in the next movie.
Yeah, there's definitely right? like that where I think there's a... What's the term? It's like a mix between justice and lawfulness and like what's yeah. what's right versus what I have to do. Because like going back into the Dark Knight movie, if I can... go a minute into that.
Sure.
What I loved, the politics that movie had, I don't know if you remember that well. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you probably remember most
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
He befriended, that's a better way to put it, befriended yeah. Harvey.
Yes.
And he funded him yes. running yes. In politics, and he voted him in, I think it was mayor, and he was funding him, and then he turned into Two-Face, and suddenly that changed...
Exactly.
Bruce and his relationship. But publicly, he had to be this friend.
But give me a whole movie.
Yes, that's what I want.
Of the first part.
Yes.
Right? And then give me a movie of him as Batman trying to take Harvey down as Two-Face.
Yes. That's
yes.
See, that
would be awesome.
My problem with The Dark Knight is they killed off Two-Face at the end. So we never got to see more of that conflict of how they would be resolved. And I'm like, go that direction with Bruce. If you're going to do Bruce, put him on screen like that.
Okay.
And then I'll take Batman doing the rest.
All right. We're talking about actors. We're talking about Batman. Who would you put as Batman, as Bruce Wayne, actor-wise, in this fictional movie that we just made up?
I would love it if they did Ryan Reynolds as being Bruce Wayne and doing a Batman, just to see what he can create. And the reason I say that, he's comical, he's funny. Can he be serious? Some people would be like, oh, that's ridiculous. Why would you want this guy? But there's a serious side that he can have. And I actually think it would be interesting if his characters were very different, like polarizing different, where you would never think Bruce Wayne was Batman. You're like, this guy is a total goof. And he's like stupid with money.
Yes.
And then you would not imagine he's Batman, because this guy is like a, you know, totally opposite character.
Yeah, appearance. Totally opposite sides of the spectrum,
yes.
right? So you give him as a Bruce Wayne who is not a jokester, but kind of more on the lighter side of things, even though deep down he knows, we know that he has all this trauma.
I actually think that the way I imagine Batman being the best version I would like it is actually when he's Bruce Wayne, he's in costume. When he's Batman, he is himself.
Yes.
And so he's actually portraying someone he wants them to be, not who he is until he puts on a suit. And that's the real person.
I love that.
And that's why I thought it would be cool if we got a movie like that. And I don't know if that's what we're going to get, but...
I would love that. I would love that movie. I would eat that movie up. I would go watch it 100 times. I do think Ryan Reynolds would probably have to dye his hair.
You know, but he could do the goofiness as Bruce, and people would be like, this guy's, you know, dumb. And then he's like, oh, I got a phone call, and it's like the bat signal, and he's like... They're like, oh, he's going to a party, or I don't know. Like, they would just imagine something like that.
Yeah,
him have. I don't know. There like, could be drama. There.
My friend Mike, I need to go do this Playboy shoot.
Like, and like, and like, I can see there being moments if it, you know, this fictional story of there being him at a table making some sort of deal, like giving money to someone, and then realizing a clicks in his head where he's like, this is the guy I've been coming after this whole time, but I still need to portray that I'm goofy.
Yeah, kind of like a Bond-esque.
Yes.
Like
like Casino Royale when he's like sitting there playing cards and he's like I have to like keep it straight face even though I know. Although I feel like in this take, I think he's trying to his straight face is not appearing like serious, like he's because then that's the real him. So I don't know. That's just my take.
I actually kind of like our fictional movie.
I don't know the villain, but that's as far as I can imagine it.
I think who would a good villain be?
I would not want it to be Joker political first. Wise. I would want it to be someone political. And then he creates a bond of friendship, and by the end of it, it's torn apart. But only on Bruce's end, because Bruce really knows the truth. The villain wouldn't know. And in the second movie, he finds out and the reveal and all that.
I think it would have to either be Penguin, right? Oof, yeah. Or Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
Then at the end of the movie, Harvey turns into Two-Face. Mm-hmm. And then Harvey switches, like, not through his own means, maybe through his own means. Like, an accident happens, right? Then in the second movie, Bruce has to switch.
Yes.
Go to his darker side.
Yes. I want it to be a psychological conflict.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
exactly.
My public self portrayal can't interfere with my dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like he has to know what his limitations are and then dealing with someone else in public that he straight out knows who they really are.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is if they don't know who he is, it's a game of cat and mouse as soon as they find out.
Yeah.
So I kind of want it to be like a reveal and then like a deal with like who's going to pull the first move and how am I going to handle this, especially in public when he's not in costume. He can't just publicly like start just running around pulling his gadgets out. So he would have to deal with the dilemma of how do I get out of this situation so I can handle it. And his IQ is 192. I'm sure he can get
He can figure it out.
He can figure it out without his gadgets. Yeah. That's and like then half the way. He does it.
I think the other villain that would be good would be Penguin.
Yeah.
Because, like, the whole, like, first movie, Penguin could just be trying to run for mayor or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could be trying to control the city, right? And Bruce is running against him.
Yeah.
So he could be mayor, right? Yeah. So, like, and then at the end of the movie, Penguin gains control. Like, he does become the mayor. And then you find out the Penguin has all these gangs. Mm-hmm. And he starts ramping up crime. Like, just Gotham is turning into a wasteland of crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Batman has to come out, you know? I think those two villains, it would have to be either of those two villains.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because especially starting a story, like of course they can go into Joker and the other characters as they go further.
And then in the second movie, because of all the crime, Joker emerges.
Yeah,
it's not just about Penguin taking down Penguin; it's about taking down this entity. You know?
Can I mention something else about introducing more villains?
Oh, for sure.
I feel like it's a little cliched where we have one villain in a movie and then there's a second villain and they become teammates. I want them to not necessarily become teammates. Like, villains aren't always teaming up. They hate each other too. I understand they have a common enemy dealing with Batman, but I'd love it if they had a conflict amongst themselves and each other and Batman is investigating it. Because I love the investigating side of his crime solving where he uses his tech and he's like checking out like the footprints on something or blood or fingerprints and he's just scanning things out.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's just solving crimes. And if he's solving a crime involving another criminal in this gang territory against this one and he's trying to track them both down and he's like, oh, they're smuggling this or weapons or drugs or something. And he's, I don't know, something along the line. They don't need to be friends.
Yeah, I agree.
You
had two more questions for me, right?
I was going to ask... Sorry, I have my list here. What's your opinion on movie length?
For this made-up movie that we're making, or like just any Batman movie?
Any Batman movie, because I know that there's some movies that are longer and some are shorter. And
so to tell like a good Batman, I haven't seen this new one, and I'm going to this weekend, and then you'll hear about it from me or us, depending on how good it is.
Yeah.
And I think the best time length for a Batman movie would have to be like 2.5 hours, probably.
We are just like one of the same. I was going to say, for me, at least 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Because there's too much to have to develop to be. If they're rushing through that shorter than that, there's not enough time to explain everything.
Yeah. And also, I don't know how good it's going to be for 3 hours with this runtime for the Batman.
That was my next question. Do you know how long the new one is?
Yeah, it's 3 hours.
I
do know there is a designated pee break because there's a scene online that you can watch. So you can watch that scene
online. Oh, so you can watch it online then, while you're in the bathroom?
No. No, you can watch it online before or after the movie, you know, so you don't have to worry about missing it.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Should we say what scene that is?
Or? Sure. It's a funeral.
Okay.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Okay, that's vague.
There's a conversation at the funeral. That's when you should go, folks.
Okay, just and so I'm assuming if we were in the theater seeing this, we would know the scene.
It would
stand out. It wouldn't you be would questionable.
Know.
Like, oh, what scene are they talking about? Okay,
it's
good.
It's definitely. You'll definitely know.
And there's a good 5 minutes that you can leave and come back.
Yeah, and it's a good halfway mark. I'm pretty sure it's like an hour and a half in.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good time.
That gives you another hour and a half to, right?
Yeah.
If I'm doing that correctly.
I think that sounds
correctly.
Good. I was going to say all the Batman movies. I have all of... I'm not going to cover every single movie, but I was going to go from the... I'm mainly talking about the Michael Keaton... Joel Schumacher movies to the Nolan films.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and I guess I could cover some Zack Snyder too. But Batman and Robin was 2 hours and 5 minutes. Batman Returns was 2 hours and 6.
Uh-huh.
The original Tim Burton Batman was 2 hours and 6. Batman Begins was 2 hours and 20 minutes. Batman vs. Superman was 2.5 hours.
See, even that one felt long, but I think it wasn't because... It was a Batman movie.
Yeah, that one was... That felt long, just...
It
didn't have enough happening.
It's because of the pacing, but yeah. Anyway, continue.
And then Dark Knight was 2 hours and 32 minutes. Dark Knight Rises was 2 hour and 45 minutes. And then the Justice League, if you call it a Batman movie, is 4 hours and 2 minutes Snyder Cut, and then 2.5 hours... I think it's only 2 hours original cut. And the newest one is 2 hours and 56 minutes.
2 hours so, 56. So
yes.
it's not 3, but it's almost
round it
3.
Up to 3. I mean, you're definitely going to get a couple commercials.
And do we know if there are any like after credit scenes to this movie?
There are? Yes.
How many?
I think there's only one.
Okay.
There might be two. I think there might be a mid. I know there's an after credits. There might be a mid credits also.
All right.
And it's more stuff later we could talk about.
All
right. Neither of us have seen the movie, so it's like hard to even talk about.
I can't even talk about it yet.
Except but yeah, this for, is... like,
the only thing I'll say is Robert Pattinson looks very emo. That's all I got on the subject so far.
Yeah.
But
he looks young too, compared to what we've always seen as Batman.
Yeah, right. Plus his suit looks very, very like new.
Like, does it look mobile? Like he can like move around his neck and arms and all that? Stiff still?
I don't know. I can't say.
Yeah. The Batmobile, like, I kind of think it looks cool. It's just like a... What is it? Like a... Just a...
It's,
a race...
It
like
looks like
rod?
A hot rod car.
Okay,
it looks really
kind of
cool.
I thought it looked like.
Honestly. I wish I had that car. But not in black.
But yeah. If I exclude the Justice League, I would say that the new Batman movie, The Batman, is the longest Batman movie at the moment.
Wow.
2 hours, almost okay. 3 hours. Now I'm hoping all of that is not wasted potential in the movie, wasted time of scenes, because I feel like Batman versus Superman was very dragged out, but we don't need to compare the two. I think that
all right, I have one question before we wrap up.
Yes.
Do you think Riddler will compare to Heath Ledger's Joker?
That's
I don't know the actor. I need to look it up. Because in the
I actually have not looked up much at all for the new Batman movie.
Neither have I.
I want to go into it completely.
I want to go into it blind too.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't, other than I can compare it to the comic book character, I think Joker and Riddler are the two like wacky characters that are very smart, but also you kind of don't know what to expect. I do think between the two, Riddler definitely likes to leave a lot more puzzles around. So I think it would be more of an interesting starting movie. And Joker, he just leaves a calling card. We all know who it is once you see that card.
Yeah.
So
I will say this Riddler, just from the trailers alone, looks more serial killer-ish.
Yeah.
He looks like he operates... Well, obviously, the Riddler operates in the shadows, but he looks like he kills, like, people, like, straight up. Like, he looks like a serial killer.
So it looks pretty dark, then.
He does look very dark. I'm excited to see what the actor and the director script have done for the character, as well as I'm excited to see Batman.
I have faith with the director. I feel like the movies that he's made in the past I've liked. So I feel like I'm not concerned about his direction that he'll go in. I feel like it'll probably be something that we need. Because I feel like we haven't had a Batman movie. Even though I've named, I think, five Batman movies since the Dark Knight series. We got...
But we haven't had Superman, a Batman.
Yeah, we haven't had a plain Batman movie in a long time. And I feel like it's about time we go back to... Yeah. We need one. And it's sad because I feel like there's a lot of audiences, the younger kids that don't even know Batman like we do. And they're just like, oh, what do you, you know, and they look at Batman, like Ben Affleck Batman, unfortunately. I'm like, oh, I think it's the most embarrassing one to look at. Most of the movies honestly, just laying around. So,
but you got to realize when we were kids, we grew up with like Val Kilmer, George Clooney, like all the other embarrassing ones too, and then we got a really good Batman.
That's true. It does come in waves. So
it does come in waves. It's, so
you know, you gotta be patient, and maybe you'll get something good. And speaking of which, I think we probably should be wrapping this up.
I think so.
And I'm excited to hear about this new Batman movie that you're gonna be seeing. Hopefully I'll be seeing it too, and hopefully next time everyone will get to hear our opinions of it, or hear what
at least what we think about it. Okay, depending on how it is, I will either let you know if it's a masterpiece, in which case we can go over it together, but I will go over it spoiler free.
Okay.
If it is not a masterpiece and it's goodish, it's not great, you don't mind if we go over it and I go into detail.
Yeah, I actually think that the same thing. If it's amazing, I want to go into it completely blank. But if it's just okay or decent, I guess, okay, like, I don't know. If I'm guessing, unfortunately, I don't want to be like speaking negative of this, but I kind of am concerned it might not be great because it just hasn't been in so long. So I'm like, my expectations are low. But if it goes, it's great.
I've heard it's great.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I've heard it's great. So we'll see. I'll see. This week.
I think like if I was to guess around 75 to 80% like Rotten Tomato scores, somewhere that I would guess it is, which is probably a safe guess. But
that is very safe.
But
I'd say 85 or 70. I'll go there.
And then you can, of course, we can discuss whether or not it's something you want to share or not on spoilers.
Of course.
And then you can give me your score on that. Yeah. Unless you know, want to keep that to yourself.
I'll definitely give you my own score.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been the Woolworth Podcast. I hope you've all enjoyed us talking Batman for the past hour or so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've been Dante.
And I'm Nate.
And we hope you have a fabulous day. If you wouldn't mind hitting that follow button or even leaving us a rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, it would be greatly appreciated. Share, do what you have to, hit that little notification button if you want to hear us talk more superheroes or pop culture in the future. Have a great day.
And go see the new Batman movie, whether you want to listen to our podcast or not. Go see the movie.
Go see the movie. Have a great day.
Bye.